Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the second podcast show of the iPlanner and Company, the VA Dream Team podcast show. Today's topic is how to build your business as an entrepreneur. I know that there are many, many, many people out there building businesses who might want to know how to build their businesses up. They're thinking, oh my goodness, there's people out here that are building these six and seven figure businesses. How in the world are they doing this? And I've often wondered that same question myself. And so I have sat back and I've watched and I've tried to learn from those people on how they do that. And I've collected tips and I've written things down and I've made mental notes and I've, thought things through and looked at the tools that they're using behind their businesses to help themselves grow, not only electronic tools, but even mind tools and reading tools that they're using, how they can help themselves grow as an entrepreneur and be able to grow those six and seven figure businesses or more. Some people have built multi seven figure businesses online, and it's amazing. When I started my business a couple of years ago, I never thought that I would be where I am today. I started it with the vision to help people build their businesses. I started it with the vision to help women especially because I know as a stay-at-home mom myself that it can be really, really hard. My spouse, he works long hours, and I see the stress written on his face when he gets home from a long day. Yes, there is pride there as well in the fact that he's able to take care of his family, able to bring in that income that we need as a family. However, there are so many things that add to his stress. And being able to help him is incredible to me, to be able to say, hey, honey, there's money on my card, go, use it for this. Or, I can take care of that bill. I have the money to take care of that bill. And the relief that's there to him is just, it's awesome, being able to help that and all from home. When I started my business, I was sick. I had just been diagnosed with cancer. We didn't know at that time how far advanced my cancer was. I was very down. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know if I was going to have to go through chemo or anything like that. And so I didn't know what I was going to do. And I was trying to rack my brain, what am I going to do? How am I going to face this? How am I going to be able to help my family and still, be able to do what I need to do as far as doctor's appointments? And it's been a hard road since then. I've been in and out of the hospital, and I've been different things. But I've been able to run my business and keep up, and things are getting better. My cancer has been controlled. I'm cancer-free at the moment, and I'm very thankful for that. And but that's not what the topic is of this podcast. It's how to build your business as an entrepreneur. So the things that I wanted to talk about are just some tools that people use One of the things would be a social media management scheduler. When you see these multi-figure people out there posting all different times of the day, they are not online all of that time. There's no way. There is so much to running a business that there's just no way that you can sit online all day long. And I have been realizing, too, that I have been enjoying, my kids have been in summer camp, and so I have been having a specific amount of time blocked off in my morning, about roughly 5, maybe 6 hours of my day, and I go in my office, I close my door, and that's my work time. And then I have my evenings free to do what I need to do around the house or with my kids or whatnot. And it has been really freeing for me as an entrepreneur. And, you know, my business is still running smoothly. I'm able to think a lot clearer. Rather than sitting in my office, you know, 14 hours a day and trying to figure out things. So definitely putting an hourly system in place for yourself and having definite boundaries is super, super, super important. And I believe that these people who are running these 6- and 7-figure businesses, they have to have that. They can't work around the clock. You're gonna face burnout if you do that. So another thing is that, you know, you're scheduling your social media out. You have to be consistent with that social media posting in order to reach people. I'm starting to notice the difference in my business. I've been getting replies back on posts and things that I've been putting out. And it's awesome to be able to do that. And then going into Facebook groups. Facebook groups are huge for building an online business. Facebook, I believe the other day when I got online and I saw this little clip at the top of my Facebook app, and it was talking about there being something like 3 billion people on Facebook, and I believe it was 3 billion. I could be wrong. It may have been something like a million. I get the numbers confused a little bit. And that is just, that just blows my mind. You know, that's a lot of people. And as business owners, we need to be reaching out to as many of those people as possible. But it doesn't mean that we have to sit behind our computers day in, day out, all day long. It means that we need to be consistently posting. We need to have a consistent time that we are going into these Facebook groups. We have keywords that we're looking for. We post them into the search bar. And then we do our search. And we get out. We're not sitting in there browsing through the group looking for this or looking for that. We know what we're looking for. We get in, we look for it, we get out. It's important that, you know, we do our business. Yes, we connect with people, but, you know, it's important that we watch our time as well. We have to be able to manage that time. Time management is huge for people that are building or wanting to build those 6- and 7-figure or more businesses. So just knowing your time limits. Another tool that you need to use is a planner. Whether that be Google Calendar, paper planner, I kind of use both. I have a steno pad that I keep right on my desk that I keep all kind of information in. I write notes in there, and then if it comes down to it and a client says, oh, I need this, I have my steno pad handy, and I just write out my notes, and I have it. And then if I need to do a meeting with a client, I have my notes, and then I can go back and I can put it in their file. And it really helps me to manage my time. I can go through I usually divide my days out, just draw a line across, write out the day. So it's nothing fancy for me. I have tried different fancy planners, and I can't keep myself tied to them. That being said, I do have a leather-bound zip-up planner that I keep different things in for clients, and it has dividers in it and whatnot. That is very, very helpful. I would recommend doing something like that for yourself, where you have that for if you're meeting with local clients. So those are just some of the tools that I would recommend. The pros that are building these 6- and 7-figure businesses, the key thing that I'm finding is just consistency, being consistent, showing up consistently, getting in those groups, looking for the keywords that you're looking for, whether it be if you're a coach, if you're looking for people that you are wanting to coach, getting in there and looking for people that are asking for a coach, or maybe you have a string of words that you're looking for. You know, sometimes people will post, you know, they're in search of a certain thing. If you're a virtual assistant, you're going to get in there and you're going to look for posts where someone is asking for a virtual assistant, an administrative assistant, an executive assistant, something like that. So it's important to be consistent. That is what is going to help you build a sustainable, high-dollar business. And I know that there's a lot more to it. And for some reason, we are already running out of time on this episode. So I am probably going to do a part 2 on how to build your business as an entrepreneur, because there is so much more that I could cover. So today's episode just covered a lot on consistency, how to get in to being consistent in groups, and that is Facebook groups is really what has built my business. I've been able to get into so many different groups, and then once I've gotten in with clients, the clients have started to recommend me to other people who then in turn recommend me to their business friends. So it's kind of a word of mouth type thing. So definitely use that approach to it as well. That's going to help you build your business as an entrepreneur, no matter whether you were a virtual assistant or a coach or a direct sales consultant. It doesn't matter what type of business you are running. You can run it on those word-of-mouth referrals. So those are just a few of my tips about how to build a sustainable, high-dollar business. I look forward to hearing from you in the next episode of the iPlanner and Company podcast show, and I hope that you will follow us here. Jump on social media, follow us at iPlanner and Company or iPlanner and Co., and we will see you there. Bye.